Happy Friday.
Grateful Friday.
Yeah, that's sure true. It is Grateful Friday.
We like hearing from you on Instagram, Facebook, and you can email us at murphysamandjody.com. I think we're diving right in. Correct, Sam?
Yes, we are. Terry has an email about the Throwback Thursday picture you posted yesterday, Jody.
Ah, the old picture of the three of us.
Yeah.
That we've been together a long time.
Apparently, yes. I forgot about that.
Friends, spouses, and work spouses.
Terry says, man, look at those young men in that picture.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, me and Murphy. Oh, well, yeah. We were at that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were like 15 or something.
I guess I need to go back and look at the post. Is it the picture frame picture or the one
we were
hanging out at?
Yes, the picture frame. We were hanging out at a martini bar, I think, in that picture. You guys remember that?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that funny how you can have a million nights and days with people, but there are certain pictures, you know exactly where they were taken.
That was because I think that was when martinis were kicking off. I mean, not.
It was a martini bar.
It was when martinis were really hot. And that place had like, we got a chocolate one and we got a mint chocolate chip. And it was like, let me try that one. Let me try that one.
Yeah.
Back when we drank, of course.
You guys, yeah.
Terry says, Jody, you have not aged at all.
See, I say that to her all the time. And she says, Murphy, you're just saying that because we're married. It's like, no, I'm serious. You don't look like you're married.
I have, but thank you for that, Terry.
He says, I am sure you have many stories under your belt.
Oh, we do.
Terry, yeah. Good friendships like this are few and far between these days, so cherish it. And she's got the smiley emoji with the heart eyes.
Sweet. I do cherish it. Mm-hmm. I love you both so much.
Aww.
Different ways. Very different ways,
yes.
Obviously.
Also, from Trace, and this is about the After the Show podcast on Wednesday, about you and the drinking, Jody. Jody is done.
Me and the drinking just means that I'm not stopping drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't ever want to be. I don't ever want to overdo.
Yeah. Right.
Trey says, I'm very proud of all three of you. Mm. Jody, I admired your courage to follow your heart.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I really do still love a good Bloody Mary on a Saturday morning brunch or whatever. Mm. I just don't ever want to drink so much, like too much. I realized that at a party I was at last weekend. It's like, I don't want to feel bad later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel bad tomorrow.
Yeah. Especially when you looked at everybody around you.
Boy, is that a thing, I guess?
Oh, are they going to be feeling bad tomorrow?
I guess some people get to that place, like me, and just say, okay, temper it. Thank you for reaching out. We love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20, and Sam has music news next.
Going to tell you all about that new Whitney Houston album that drops today.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by AutoZone.
Believe it or not, we have a new Whitney Houston album landing today. Most of the songs on this album are songs that were never released. It is a gospel album called I Go to the Rock, the Gospel Music of Whitney Houston.
I've got a testimony. My God has given me one.
Whoa. Was this all recorded before her big...
That song right there and two other songs were recorded before she got the record deal with Arista and took off.
Okay.
That one included, recorded in 1981. Guy heard her singing in church, put her in a studio, let her sing three gospel songs, and they kind of used that as her demo to get the record deal.
No kidding. Okay. That is
You're hearing stuff that's,
unreal.
40 years old there. Plus, there's other stuff that, that was featured in some of her movies that she did along the way.
Okay.
Oh, she's saying,
there was
Jesus
one from The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Preacher's Wife had a song as well.
Right.
So
she's
some of those
Jesus
are on there, too.
Jesus Loves Me in The Bodyguard, remember?
Lady Gaga's got a new tour in New York City. Now, she is not actually leading the tour, but they've now started a walking tour of Lady Gaga's New York City.
Oh, that's
It's called
cool.
A Gaga Guide to the Lower East Side. And it starts Tuesday, which is her birthday.
Oh, yay.
And it's going to run for about 3 months. So if you're hitting New York this summer, maybe that would be a fun tour to take.
Yes.
Tickets are only $28. It's 14 blocks, but they said it could change every day depending on anything that happens with Lady Gaga. So I guess if you're a Gaga
freak. That's
so
cool. Look, I'm trying not to fangirl over her too much, but she's worth it.
And I have a biopic and a documentary to tell you about. The biopic is Kiss. We now know it's going to land next year, and it's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as far as who's going to play Kiss, Paul Stanley says we don't have everybody picked out yet, but it's all going to be young guys in their young 20s.
Of course.
We're not looking for big name people. We're looking for people that will show what we are when we first started out.
You know what they're looking to do?
What?
They're looking to make it better than the Motley Crue biopic that's on Netflix that's raunchy.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be like The Dirt, so we'll have to see. And the documentary that is coming out is on Devo. You know, sweet baby. I want to see this one because it's going to be so much fun. Plus, Mark Mothersbaugh and Devo, after Devo did their thing, you know, he wrote stuff for Rugrats and The Regular Show. He did a lot of cartoon work as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
I'll tell you which celebs are in trouble for promoting crypto.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
There have been some celebs who have been promoting, or had been promoting for a couple of years, crypto. And
like commercials, would you mean?
Mostly on social media, I want to say. But it's like Soulja Boy, Akon is one, Neo, and a big one, a big name, you know, Lindsay Lohan.
Regina George is flawless. She has two Fendi purses and a silver Lexus.
Lindsay Lohan. Okay, so I didn't catch that she was promoting cryptocurrencies, but she was. I know Tom Brady was.
Yeah.
But it was fully disclosed that he was like doing a commercial for crypto. These stars that I mentioned before have been charged with illegally touting it without disclosing that they're being compensated. And that's
really
a problem with the SEC. And I don't mean the SEC the sports. I'm talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yes, understood.
Sorry. Well, I had to check
Why does the league hate Lindsay Lohan?
Anyway, it's like this is a case that's demonstrating it's a high risk thing. It's problematic for the industry. It can't be sold without proper disclosure.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, this is what's cool. She said she was not aware of the disclosure, issue, but she's agreed to pay a fine to resolve it.
Up next.
What stands up on two legs and is stressing Jody out at home?
Murphy?
It's not her mom. What it is. Is next.
Sam, I don't know if you can tell that I'm frazzled today. I'm hoping I'm not frazzled, that it didn't carry over from yesterday, but oh my gosh.
What?
Our new dog, Hazel, who we love, we adopted, she's wonderful, all of that. However, yes, she's chewing everything. Yes, we know that will slow in time. Yes, I buy her new Kongs, and she loves them, and then they disappear. Like the new red, hard, awesome Kong that I filled with treats and gave to her on Tuesday is gone. I don't know if she ate it, if it's in the pond. I don't know if she, threw it over the fence. It's gone. I can't find it.
Well, the last time I saw her, it was outside.
I haven't seen it. I looked for it. That's not the problem, though. Yesterday, for some reason, I had a really long day. I was ready to go home and just take one of my power naps for a little while so that I could be powerful later. She barked the whole time I tried to nap on the other side of the door. So then I was like, okay, let's take you outside. You must want to go outside. I put her outside, go lay back down again. She barked.
Yeah.
She's barking a lot.
Yeah.
We've never had this, Murphy.
Yeah. She's a puppy. And so I think she's a people dog. So
she wants
if she
people.
Knows you're there, right, exactly.
Right.
But I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that she grows into understanding that she also needs to spend time with the pack. Because she does the same thing to me if she sees me.
Oh, my gosh.
If I hide, she doesn't see me.
Hide? Where are you hiding?
You're hiding in your own house.
Where are you
the dog's hiding? Around. Hide.
Anywhere away from a window where she can't see me.
I don't think this is very becoming of me or lovely, and I don't want to admit it. But yesterday, after a while, I was yelling at her.
Yeah.
Stop
barking. Oh, were you? Oh.
Yeah. And then I finally just said, fine, if I'm going to get any peace, I'm going to sit on the sofa in the family room. So she sat with me for a little while.
The pack mentality won't control the barking, right?
No, you mean one of the other dogs saying, that's not going to do you any good.
Hey, we don't do that here.
Right.
I hope maybe the puppiness, maybe you're right. Maybe in time she'll learn, okay, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think her energy level is just so high right now. She still just doesn't know how to contain it. She's a puppy, And so it's sort of like when she's crated at night and bust out in the morning. Mm-hmm. She's
a kangaroo in the morning.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, you'll like this. The FTC wants to make it easier for all of us to cancel online subscriptions. As easy as it is to sign up for one, they want to make it as easy to cancel. Because you have to jump through so many hoops to cancel something. And you have to chase.
In the end, it's easy to cancel. You just got to find the place to cancel. They always hide it somewhere. It makes it impossible to find it.
Right, so not so many steps.
Yeah.
They're proposing a click-to-cancel button.
There we go.
And if companies don't fall in line with this, they could be fined hefty fines from the FTC.
Thank you.
Number two, a four-day work week, the experiment that they've done for the last 6 months with Cambridge in the UK.
Yeah.
Productivity is up 70%. Workers feel less burned out. They have less stress. Sick days went down, and overall for the company, productivity went up.
So we're going to start this Monday?
The four-day work week works for most companies. Mm. And number three, have you heard about Saturday's Earth Hour? Mm-mm. Tomorrow night, the Eiffel Tower will go dark for an hour. The Empire State Building, the skyline of Hong Kong. It's Earth Hour for 1 hour, 8:30 p.m. local time in 190 countries. It is all about doing good things for the planet, conserving energy to help raise awareness, environmental issues. Ah. 1 hour, Saturday night. That's a tough night for it to go dark for a lot of people, but that's what it is.
Three things for you to know today.
Time for Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by Tide.
Number five.
Taylor Swift debuted her Eras Tour to rave reviews. And she got another big date coming up tonight, I'll tell you that. But first, you know, everybody's talking not just about the music and that she takes you through all of the musical eras of her career, but the wardrobe changes have been talked about at length.
I mean, 44 songs in 3 hours and 15 minutes.
3 hours and 15
That's
minutes.
Awesome.
And each time she does do a stop, there'll be one or two different songs different so that no two shows are alike. Mm-hmm. And she plays Las Vegas tonight.
Number four.
Denzel Washington has been named or is in the final stages, and we're excited about this. He's in negotiations to star in this highly anticipated Gladiator sequel to work with Ridley Scott again. And Denzel, this part was written specifically for him. You know how good he is.
To be truly effective, a good narcotics agent must know and love narcotics.
Oh, that's Training Day, of course. But the sequel is expected to be set years after the events of the super successful Gladiator.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. Denzel in it. Mm-hmm. We were already interested.
Number three.
Dolly Parton is giving us a behind-the-scenes look at her fashions in a new book that's coming out in October. And I love it. It's called Behind the Scenes. My Life in Rhinestones. Everything that she's ever worn, how she got into it, how it was made for her, costume, hair, all of it.
I'm surprised that hasn't been done before now. And she has a lot of those on display at her museum in Pigeon
Forge. The clothing, I know, it's fabulous.
Number two.
Adam Sandler received already the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
What takes the show?
Love stinks.
Yeah.
It happened last weekend. He was celebrated by Chris Rock. Pete Davidson was there. Jennifer Aniston was there. And, of course, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She was there at the ceremony. It airs this weekend. You can watch it and catch it on CNN Sunday night.
Okay.
Number one.
We're calling it John Wick Weekend.
Man has to look his best when it's time to get married.
What?
Or buried.
John Wick Chapter 4 is the name of the movie. Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, even the late Lance Riddick.
Yeah.
He just passed away. He was in every single John Wick movie, and he is in this one.
Good.
This is where John uncovers a path to defending the high table, but he has to do a lot of stuff before getting his freedom.
Ah.
Be ready, though. This one clocks in at 2 hours, 49 minutes. I know.
That's
Rated
long.
R, John Wick, Chapter 4.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's Grateful Friday. Aaron, we're coming to you next, 877-310-4MSJ.
Grateful Friday, and we like hearing from you the most about the little and big things going on in your life that you are grateful for, 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Aaron?
I am actually headed to my daughter's school to watch her get an award for reading the most books out of anybody in her school.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, how many?
Way too many. This is her third time getting this award.
Oh, wow. No such thing, though, as too many, I don't think.
Right.
If she loves it, she must.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm so proud of her.
What grade and what grade and what are some of the books?
She is in third grade, and she is really into graphic novels right now, but she does love the chapter books.
Yes.
So we've been reading every single night, and I just couldn't be any more proud than I am of her.
No kidding. And what a cool thing for her. What an imaginative life she has, being able to just dive into all these books all the time.
Absolutely.
Right. She's probably got more going on in her brain than any of us, and it's
third
wonderful.
Grade and into graphic novels. Wow.
Well, also, I mean, it could inspire her to be a writer or anything, or just for her enjoyment.
I know. I have definitely inspired her quick wit. That's for sure.
I love it. I love it. Well, I hope it's a great ceremony, and thank you for letting us know this. What is her name?
Her name is Ella.
Ella. Well, tell her congrats from us.
I sure will. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day. You too.
Thanks,
Erin. And that's a beautiful name, Ella.
It is. Reading the most books. So cool.
Did you ever get certificates for summer reading every year?
No.
Oh.
Why?
I was just wondering if y'all did, because we did it through the library. It wasn't through school. This was before.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because summer reading was not something. Yeah. I know our daughters had summer reading, you know, for yeah, accelerated reading.
And they
reading
postponed
and so forth.
It. Until, like they were reading their books the day before the first day of school sometimes.
I never had
it wasn't school mandated. It was like the local library around the corner.
Oh, I know about that.
So many books, you got a certificate.
Oh, did you, Sam?
Well, of course.
Oh, good for you, too. We like hearing from you on Grateful Friday. Keep it coming. 877-310-4MSJ. Little and big things you're grateful for right now.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
Tom Brady has some personal news, which is a little odd in the way he handled it. And
he's playing football again.
No.
Oh.
And there's some professional news. Which would you like
he's
first?
He's playing football again.
I'm sorry. Let the dream go. Just like he has.
Oh, you need to tell him that. Yeah.
Okay. You personal first. Yesterday, earlier this week, Giselle, his ex-wife, opened up to Vanity Fair about her divorce.
Yeah.
And she went public about it for the first time, where she said, look, the divorce was like the death of my dream because I had this fairy tale of what I wanted my life to be. I thought that was so honest and beautiful that she said that, the death of my dream. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people who are in that situation, a divorce situation, feel that way. So anyway, he responded on his Instagram story with a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, "What is success? To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better." And everyone feels like that's a response to what she said. You know, kind of when she's posting, he's posting.
Well, at least it wasn't, me too.
He's wounded, Tom. The professional news is that he has returned to sports a little bit as an owner in the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, part owner. He loves women's sports. It began in his household with all of his sisters when he was a little boy. And he's a part. By the way, the Aces won the WNBA championship last season. Parents often do learn things the hard way, just like kids. You know, we do. We've mentioned this before, and I have a really good story of, learned that the hard way, and hopefully it wasn't hard for Phoebe. And it's actually kind of beautiful, because my whole adulthood, I've always said, especially when you're talking about things you want to wear or things you want to do for yourself or, you know, however you want to dress or be, whatever makes you feel confident, you should do.
Yeah.
I feel like men and women need to know that. It doesn't matter what's in style or what the fashions are, or what other people are telling you should wear or look like. If you need to like you and feel comfortable in your own skin, no matter what that is. Mm-hmm. I've always said that.
Except it doesn't need to be graphic.
Well, okay. Yeah. True. So here comes along Phoebe, our youngest. And you know what she did for herself for her 18th birthday, Murphy?
Yes.
For her 18th birthday, she bought this for herself. This was the present she did for herself, and her birthday was on a Saturday this year, and she brought Taylor, her older sister, with her, and she got a septum piercing. Hmm. You know, and you know, it just was one of those things, and I was like, oh, really, Phoebe? Only one time. I said, really, Phoebe? Are you sure you don't want to just get, like, the side of the nose and, like, the little diamond or something? I just wasn't sure how I felt about it. It's not my septum, though.
The septum being the ring through the septum?
The ring through
exactly.
The septum.
The nose.
Like the little ring.
Yeah.
And it's a very common piercing.
It's very popular right now, and you see them everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And she had been admiring it for a long time. She turned 18. She and Taylor went, and they had brunch, and they went and got her piercing done, you know. And I wasn't sure. I was like, I'm glad you love it. And she loved it. And a couple of days later, I overheard her, I think, telling either Taylor or one of her friends, you know, she was in another part of the house. She was talking about the ones that she bought for when she takes out the piercing one, you have to leave in for a long time. I heard her saying, oh, I just love it. And I have these gold ones and I can't wait to put them in. And it just makes me feel so confident.
Hmm.
Oh, that's okay.
And as soon as she said that, you know, every little weirdness that I had about it went away. Not that it's my, she's 18 years old, you know, but I just love that if that's how, if that's how it makes her feel, every time I see it now, it feels good to me.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the CEO of TikTok faced quite a grilling on Capitol Hill this week as the U.S. considers banning the app.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole committee focused on the concerns of the app's privacy, the data privacy, protection for kids, and connection to the Chinese Communist Party. So the CEO, Shou Chu, discussed TikTok's efforts to move all U.S. data to domestic servers. And he says
put up a firewall around it and
right,
that kind
he
of
says
stuff.
There's no evidence that the Chinese government has access to American user data, although a lot of lawmakers are very skeptical about that statement in general. Number two, speaking of social media, Utah became the first state to require parental consent for kids to use social media. Apps like TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat, they would just be the parents would have a lot of access for setting up a new account. And four or five other states are considering similar laws.
Interesting.
I know. Very cool. And number three, Crash. There's a new Cadbury bunny in town, and it's a cat. Crash, the one-eyed rescue cat. This is such a great story. Became the mascot for the Cadbury campaign this year. He got a ton of votes online.
Yeah.
He was in this devastating car crash. And then he got his name. He ended up in a shelter. He's got one eye and some pretty bad injuries, but he was the favorite around the shelter. He can high five. And he's going to be in the Cadbury commercial, which debuts this weekend. Look for Crash.
Three things for you to know today.
I thought you guys could use a little more help on this news this week, because I know you were both sad to hear that Chevy is discontinuing the Camaro. I know you guys are not handling it well.
It surprises me.
I'm so sorry.
Honestly, I was not a Camaro person.
Hey, it's the end of an era.
I had friends who had to have the Camaro or the C28 or, you know.
Yeah. So
I think the current Camaro looks great.
It does. That and those new Challengers
and
Chargers.
And I see them all over the place, so I'm surprised they're...
It's funny that you both say that and that you mentioned the Dodge Challenger. So the Dodge, they're scrapping their gas-powered Challenger as well, or they've scrapped it. Chevy announced this week that the Camaro is toast. The 2024 model will be the last gas-powered, which means it's going to sell through the roof. I think it is. Everybody's going to like, I got to get the last one. But these cars were only brought back into popularity a decade ago because they started showing up again.
The numbers they've shown for the reason they're getting rid of it, it's like they've really dropped, like 20,000 a year being sold.
Yeah, and you know who's buying them, though?
Who?
Police departments.
Oh.
Police departments are driving Challengers and Camaros right now. If you see a new police car, chances are it's one of those muscle cars.
I definitely have seen them on the road as that.
Yeah,
I know.
But I'm surprised to hear the sales are down of either of those because... Mm-hmm. I see them everywhere.
Yeah,
every day.
Their retro versions look really cool.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. They're not saying what's going to replace it, because usually when a car, whatever manufacturer, lets go of one, there's one that comes in its place. Who knows if there's anything that's going to come in its place?
You said gas powered a few times. You think maybe they're looking at an electric Camaro?
Maybe,
that
because
just doesn't have a ring to it.
The news story is gas powered Challengers gone away, and Chevy gas powered Camaros are going away after the 2024.
They'll have to figure out a way to fake the sound and make them electric.
Press a button.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know you guys love the sound, but that's the future of the auto industry.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
EV. Electric vehicles, the future of the whole industry. Anyway, it's just to see that it's not going to be rolled out anymore, because it's a cool car.
Yeah.
It's an American cool car.
Guess they went away when Burt Reynolds passed away.
Hey, no.
Right.
Can we have the sound one more time? Yeah, now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Up next, Murphy, I'm going to fill you and everybody in about why I'm not talking to Jody right now. Murphy, your wife Jody has stirred something up, and because of it, I can't talk to her right now.
stirred one
oh,
up.
Oh, poor
it's
me.
It's the whole White Lotus thing.
The TV show?
Yeah, you know, it was, when even 2 weeks ago, Jody's telling me, you got to give it a chance.
I thought that you, my girlfriend over here, Sam, would enjoy it, and I was right.
I did give it a chance. In fact, I gave it so much of a chance, I blew through both seasons almost in a week
Two
and a
days.
Half. Yeah. But now I'm to the point where I can't talk about it with anybody because Jody hasn't finished yet. I finished both the first and second season.
Okay.
Second season, last episode. Oh.
Really?
And
that
that's
good?
All I can say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not caught up is why he's mad at me.
My past behavior, I would have given hints at this point. I or know. Like, you're going to, this character, blah.
You started to do it. You started telling me
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you've got to, so you're self-imposing this so you don't slip.
This is killing me.
Okay.
This is killing me. This weekend, you better finish because we got to talk Monday.
Fine. I only have most of the second season, but I could do that in a weekend.
The last episode is just like,
okay. Fine. Then you'll talk to me again.
Yeah, please.
On Monday. I'll enjoy today while it lasts, though. Okay. Also, from our Facebook and Instagram pages, this comes from Jesse. I was listening to the show about dinners with your children. Jesse means Thursday night dinners where we take Taylor and Phoebe out. It's become a thing, sort of.
It's become a new tradition because Taylor does not live at home anymore, our oldest, and Phoebe, being a senior in high school, has all the extracurricular stuff.
Yeah,
so it's not dinner on the table every night like it used to be.
Yeah.
So we try to take them out, you know, the four of us every Thursday. My mom and grandma and I used to do this once a month. We take turns picking a place, try to pick some place new. We would repeat some places because we liked it. Either way, we kept a book. And every time we went to a new place or a different place, we would jot down something in the book about the food or the drive there.
That's a great idea.
And we would always take a picture at the place.
Yeah.
She's been passed away for 2 years now. This is the grandma. And it will be something I treasure for the rest of my life.
That's cool.
Jesse, that is cool and beautiful. Thank you for sharing it with us, the idea and your beautiful grandmother.
Yeah,
Jump in with us anytime on Facebook and Instagram.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
Christina Ricci addressing her Wednesday season 2 future. So Christina Ricci was in the first Wednesday season.
Right.
She played Marilyn Thornhill. Opposite Jenna Ortega's Wednesday. And everybody loved her being back. She was Wednesday, what, in the 90s in the Addams Family movies?
Yeah, the movies.
She doesn't know yet. She hasn't heard from the producers of the show whether she's going to be a part of it yet. Yeah. Isn't that weird? But she says the door is open. She would love to do it again.
You mean the creaky door is open?
I haven't watched that. I haven't binged that yet.
It's nice. I've
been told it's nice. Huh? I've been told it's nice. also this weekend, on Sunday is the premiere of the final season of Succession on HBO.
It's like if Santa Claus was a hitman.
Yeah, that whole show, right?
Yeah.
Behind our backs.
We watched, I want to say, 2 or 3 episodes, and we actually found it a little stressful.
I watched one and I quit.
It's a lot to follow, but this is the final season, and for those who, you know, kept up with it, they're in it and they're ready.
You know, after all the nonsense of White Lotus, I should be just fine for Succession.
Anyway, it debuts the final season on Sunday, HBO. It's Grateful Friday. Just a reminder to be grateful for the little and big things. It's a good habit to be in, not just on Friday. You guys want some of these from our Facebook and Instagram?
Sure.
Boy, do they roll in there.
Inspire me.
I cannot wait to get to Ashley's. This one's so fun. But first, Sandra says, grateful for good friends, family, and wisdom in equal parts. Oh, that's nice. Good friends.
Yeah, sorry, I had to soak that one
up
for a second
did.
To get
good
it
Good friends,
in.
Family, and wisdom in equal parts.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Diana says, grateful for one coffee, my coffee, and a sweet place to have it every day. Like a sweet place to sit and have your coffee.
That's what I love about the weekends.
You just took the words.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fixing that coffee cup and sitting on the patio and just staring.
It's your happy place.
Yeah.
That first cup of coffee, almost nothing compares to that first cup. All right, so Ashley says, grateful for a small thing I'm grateful for is that although my work changed and I can no longer take my kids to school, my three kids, 2 to 5 years old, ages 2 to 5, they line up when they walk out of the door and they walk to the car so I can give them each a kiss goodbye. Hmm. It's a sweet new tradition. That's so cute. And that'll be hopefully not short-lived. Like if you can't bring them to school anymore, they still will do it. Maybe all the way until they're a senior in high school.
Do you wonder with little things like that that you do, how many of those are going to, like 30, 40 years from now, your kids are going to bring back, remember when you used to do this?
Yes.
I've always remembered that.
Oh, if you're lucky,
yeah.
Those sweet little things that you don't even think anything of. Can I tell you one that we do with me in the car? When I was driving the kids in carpool afternoons for all those years, I would have missed them and they would be in their car seats and I couldn't wait. And I would reach my hand back there to hold their hand, you know, and just hold their hand. And they remember that.
Yeah.
And anytime we ever hold hands and they're so much older now, I like touching them.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, Sam, because many times it'll surprise you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Something that you just did like whatever.
Or you don't even remember doing it all. And to them, it was super special. Mm-hmm. It's pretty heartwarming. Yeah, I'm grateful for those too.
Keep it coming. Grateful Friday.